This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. The 8-hour workday, that 9-to-5 job, not necessarily the norm anymore. Especially over the last few years, remote work has meant more flexible hours. What has not changed, though, is that when many of us go to sleep, millions of people are waking up, brushing their teeth, and heading to their graveyard shift. Working overnight, it can be rough, mentally, sure, but also on your physical health. So how can these workers stay healthy? And whose responsibility is it to help them? The BBC's Frey Lindsay reports.
Ahmed Bully is a pizza delivery driver working nights in Cape Town in South Africa.
I enjoy working night shifts because people tend to tip you a bit more the later the order comes through.
So it's good for his bank balance, but what about his diet?
I tend to eat fast food, but it's not particularly the healthiest food. I eat supper when I come home from shift, and then I tend to sleep straight away, which also isn't the healthiest thing.
And it's not just lower paid workers like Ahmed who work nights, but also higher paid professionals such as doctors. Dr. Vaishali Banati works in a hospital in India.
At the 2 a.m. in the morning, we always feel hungry. We eat some snack like chips or some biscuits. I have gained weight in last 3-4 months.
The urge to eat unhealthy snacks will be very familiar to anyone who's ever worked a night shift. So why does the body respond in this way? Audra Starkey is an Australian nutritionist and the founder of the Healthy Shift Worker podcast.
Our digestive system doesn't function in the same way during the night as it does during the daytime.
She says the body needs a period of fasting at night as our digestive systems slow right down because we're meant to be asleep. But workers need fuel, so how should they eat?
Have a main meal like you would normally, but eating no later than around 9 p.m. Maybe just a very light snack around midnight, and then you fast from around midnight through to 6 a.m.
This idea of time-restricted eating was put to the test with firefighters working shifts in San Diego, California. Pam Taub, a cardiologist who led the research, says they were asked to only eat during a chosen 10-hour period.
There were some significant benefits, including a decrease in a certain type of bad cholesterol particle, and we also saw some improvements in quality of life metrics.
Employers are only just beginning to recognize the effects of night shifts on people's health. Night Club is a UK organization that helps businesses like grocery stores give workers practical advice on diet, access to health checks, and input on rotas and shifts. Veronica Meyer is one of the organization's co-directors.
First of all, it's the right thing to do as an employer, but also because it just makes good business sense in terms of productivity and attrition.
Namisha Raja is the founder of UK company Nim's Fruit Crisps, which makes fruit and vegetable chips. She's concerned about having to pay extra bills for health checks or dietary advice for her employees.
If it starts costing us a lot of money, that would be not viable.
She also thinks it might be a bit too much for employers to make nutritional recommendations to their workers.
I think some of them would say, I'm sorry, but who do you think you are telling me how to live my life? You know, I'm coming in to do a job, get paid and go home, not to be told off.
One solution, she says, would be for the UK government to offer regular night workers medical checkups provided by the country's National Health Service, where the tests would normally be free. And with several high-income economies facing labour shortages, some advocates suggest that even if the employers had to pay for the checkups, it could be a sound investment. I'm the BBC's Frey Lindsay for Marketplace.